This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The United States Department of Agriculture is working with Kentucky ag leaders to make sure farmers can put their crops out this year. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles says he's having frequent conversations with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue.
We are on daily conference calls with the United States Department of Agriculture along with Sonny Perdue. They made sure that agriculture was listed by the Department of Homeland Security as its critical infrastructure. We are preparing to not only deal with the technical issues, but making sure we raise awareness that the weather and the planting season are not optional. We have to meet those deadlines.
Quarles says another issue is the H-2A worker program.
We're expediting the ability that despite our consulate being closed, we're trying to make sure that we expedite the return of H-2A workers. There's actually a dedicated email address. If anyone's listening out there, it's aglabor@usda.gov that they can email. They can answer questions about that.
He says means has been established to help expedite the process.
If an H-2A worker is returning to a farming operation, they can complete their briefing via telephone interviews. They don't have to do it in person. And Department of Labor and USDA are helping expedite that. Now, if it's a new enrollee in H-2A, it's a little bit different process. We're still trying to figure out how to make that work.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.